Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 24 August 2022, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Of course, it's Wednesday night, so we'll be in the office tomorrow. I'm going to give you a heads up on that between 9 and 4 Eastern. We'll be here tomorrow to take phone calls and answer questions or just talk to you about different things. Folks, please, I say this over and over again. I certainly am not the most qualified guy on hardly any topic, but if I can do anything to help you, if you just need to call and talk and ask questions or just share something, even if I have to take time, you know, to call back later because I want to spend more time with you, I'm here for that. I'm a servant. That's why that name. That's why they call us ministers. I'm a minister. I'm here to serve. If you need to talk about saying anything tomorrow, you feel free to call me. If we don't have time to talk all one time tomorrow because the phones are busy, I'll call you back when they're not. We'll talk as long as you want to. This is a ministry, folks. We're here to try to bless you and encourage you and help you stand. And we cover all the things happening in this world. You know that because we're in a battle. We're in a battle for the soul of people, for the soul of the nation. And the nation's soul has been fried a long time ago. But I intend to stand for what's right to the end. And I mean it with all my heart, folks. But I'm here to help in any way I possibly can. If you want to talk about anything, you feel free to call tomorrow. If you want to... This water filter sale goes off pretty soon. It goes off first Sunday of September, which and next week's the last week of the month. You know that. And it's a great deal on Jim and Candy's water filters. 10% off. 17 off the 4-pack and 36 off the 10-pack. So call and order them while you can. Save some money. And, folks, believe me, you're going to want a water filter that can purify your water out of a rain barrel, out of a creek, whatever. You're going to want to have a water filter because water is going to be something that's really going to be up for grabs in the very near future and sold to you even with your own well water is going to be metered back to you. Now, I'm not making this up. But even in some states, it's already against the law to collect rainwater off the roof. It's already against the law, folks, or even use snow off the ground. You better prepare. Water filters, you can go about 3 days without water on if you're in good shape. I suggest you don't try that. But we have the filters available. They'll fit any stainless steel brick you already have. And the filters will do what the black and white filters of Burkhead have two different filter sets to do it. These will do the same thing with just the one set. So call tomorrow and talk to us at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 and get the filters while they're on sale. And, of course, the book, Once Saved, All You Save, will be on special for $5 a piece until next Wednesday. Then that sale's over. Now, I'm asking you folks, if you have family and friends who believe that heresy, that damnable lie, that you get a copy of them. They may not read it. But they can't say they never had a chance, can they? Once you tell them that you have offered to them for free, if they turn it down, then that's their problem. You witness, that's all you can do. Anything else you may want tomorrow as far as mouthwash or toothpaste or any of the Strauss products or anything else you might want here at the office, folks, you call tomorrow. And by the way, we do have all three volumes of my book now in one book. It's 300-some page book, folks. They're all combined in one book now. People say, well, I got three volumes. I keep losing one of them. We have all my last three volumes. I mean, the last three books are written on words of wisdom, instruction from God's Word. All three volumes in one book for $27.95. 300-some pages. So if you want the thing in one wrapper, and may I suggest this? I suggest this very humbly. But I suggest it because I know I'm right. If you have a friend, a family member, or a child who wants to understand scriptures, believe me, when I write something, it's simple enough that I can understand it. Anyone can understand it. Some churches have actually used some of these for Bible studies. Not because of what I say. I just guide them to the scriptures, more or less. They figure it out for themselves. So if you like to give these for a gift, and make a great gift for somebody's whatever, birthday, whatever, great gift. To let them know you care about their eternal souls. $27.95 for all three volumes in one 300-some page book. I think it's worth the investment, not because I wrote it, but because the Lord had me write it and shared with you some wisdom and knowledge that you might find interesting. But they're available if you want them. $27.95, out the door, postage included. So get them if you like to have one. Just call tomorrow and say, I want the book, all three volumes in one, and you got it coming to you. Now, we're going to do something a little different tonight. I mean, we could take the whole hour and we could talk about the fact that Walmart has just announced it's going to pay to have mothers murder their babies. If they want to murder their child, they will pay the expenses to and from the doctor to get it done and pay the doctor to do it. How's that? We could talk about the fact that the average U.S. household now paying almost 50% more, 50% more for electricity this year than they were this time last year. We could talk about the fact that Canada, a company that's in Canada and America both, have now said they're going to make 9,000 metric tons of crickets for us to eat every year. 9,000 metric tons of crickets for human and pet consumption. We could talk about that. We could talk about the fact that the World Economic Forum suggests that chipping our children is a rational thing to do. We could talk also about the WEF advisor, good old Harari, says humans will soon be wearing biometric sensors. But because it's monitored by Facebook, Google, Chinese government, or somebody. Yeah, that's what he said. Said people are very soon will walk around with the biometric sensors on or even inside their bodies and will allow Google or Facebook or Chinese government or whomever to constantly monitor what's happening inside their body. So they're going to not only track you, they're going to track your bodily functions. We can talk about that. The meat system. We can talk about that. It's real. It's happening. This is nothing made up. This is all happening as we speak. We can talk about that. Tonight I want to do something different. I want, if I could, maybe do a little bit of Bible study with you. You and I. So grab your Bible. Grab a King James Bible and sit down with me. I'm going to share a few scriptures, a few thoughts. I want to just talk to you tonight about the Bible and a blessed, blessed hope is in those of us who are truly born again. And we'll play a song for you next half hour that I showed before. It's a song entitled Beulah Land. Beulah Land by Spark Parsons. Folks, if you lost loved ones that you know were born again by their testimony, by their lives, and they're waiting for you in the promised land. Now, you people say, well, we're not going to heaven. We're not going. I'm not here to argue about where we're going. I just know we're going to be with our Savior. He promised that. And I do believe the people, the saints will be earth dwellers in earth again. And he'll come down and dwell with us. I do believe that also. But that, people want to discuss things that I won't say are unimportant. But they're not the main issue. The main issue is, are you truly born again and ready to go? People debate, well, angels didn't have sex with humans. Angels don't have sex. Well, Christ said they don't now, but they didn't say they didn't in the Old Testament, folks. Look up what sons of God means. It means angels. Look it up, folks. Take it for yourself. In corn, check it out. I mean, so I don't get into all these big, detailed discussions. I just read the Bible, go by what it says, and try to lead, prepare myself for what's in store for us. Because we have a great, great retirement plan for those who are in Christ. A wonderful retirement plan that's out of this world. Really, out of this world. This world system will be gone forever. But I'll read to you a few verses in Hebrews to start off. Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to go there. Then I'm going to go to Romans and Philippians and then into John finally. Then we'll play a song for you then I want you to listen to. Now I want you to listen to the scripture because I want to encourage you tonight. Listen, I am a pastor. I'm a simple hillbilly pastor that tries to live as best he understands to do what's right. But folks, I mess up. And sometimes I say I live best I can. I'm actually lying. Sometimes I just seem like I just get out of the sorts and don't really care. You ever do that? Don't like to do it very often, but I do that. I'm just confessing my sins to you, as you're told to. But in Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to start reading about verse 16. I want you to listen to what it says. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts. And in their minds will I write them. And people say, we're no longer under the law. Don't keep the law no more. Well, then you're not part of the new covenant, are you? Because he said, I'll put those laws in your hearts and I'll write them in your mind. I'll make them part of you. So for those who say, I had one guy tell me that everything Christ said before he went to the cross didn't count. Only after the resurrection. I've heard him tell me that. But the man obviously does not say the scriptures very solidly at all. But anyway. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. Once those sins have been forgiven, folks, you committed, they're forgiven forever. Not the future sins, all those you committed in the past are forgiven forever. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We can enter into the holiest, in the Holy of Holies, in the presence of God, but through the blood of Christ. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. That means the water of the Word, folks. The pure water of the Word. And having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our conscience no longer condemning us because we're living for Christ. What a beautiful thought. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And folks, sometimes in the world we get hammered with all manner of issues, especially if we just come out of a life of sin and we just come to Christ, or a newborn babe in Christ, and all the things, all the seeds we planted in the past, as God said, whatever you sow, you're going to reap those past mistakes and sins you made. You're going to take the pile of clear them out of your vessel, so to speak, and to get quit reaping those things. And sometimes, even if you live in faithful and things, just got to go totally out of whack, don't they? But he said, hold fast to your profession of your faith. Because he is faithful that promised us these things, folks. So let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Again, people say works don't count. Well, then just take that verse out of Hebrews, throw it away, because works don't count. We're to provoke each other unto love and to good works. Not forsaking assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I have people call me quite often and say, where can I go to church, Pastor? There's no one around here that even uses a King James Bible, much less believe what the Bible says. Where do I go to church? Well, folks, I don't have that answer if you go where you can go to church physically where you live. I don't have it. But where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is among them. We offer our DVDs, the teachings I do at our Bible studies, and current events even, every month. 4 hours of teachings every month on DVD or CD, your choice. So I do recommend DVD because I do show video sometimes. 4 hours for $15. You and your wife are two people. You and your children are important to people, probably. You and your neighbors can have your own Bible studies, your own church services right in your homes. I'll be glad to come in and be honored to come in and teach you if you want me to, best I can, from the teachings I do at the Bible studies. $15 a month, so yes, you can fellowship without having to attend a 501c3 corporation that thinks it's a church. I understand that, folks. Coming together in fellowship is important. The next verse will tell you why. But now listen, I want to say this again. You do not have to fellowship with people that do not believe the Bible as it's written. We offer you a chance to fellowship with us, live while we're teaching, or on DVD or CD afterwards. Just call and say that we want to join it. Join the DVD of the Month Club. And folks, you're right in. You receive August's DVDs immediately. Now, back to what it says. We're to assemble ourselves together, folks, and remember to exhort each other, provoke each other in love and good works. For verse 26 says, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. But a certain fear for looking for of judgment and fire in that nation which should devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore, that means worse, severe punishment, suppose ye shall be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and accounted the blood of the sanctity of the covenant wherewith he was, not still, not once saved, always saved, he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For you know him that has saith, vengeance belongeth to me, and to me I will recompense, saith the Lord. Again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So he said to hold fast to the faith and assurance in our hearts. Assemble together, yes, at home with a DVD if you have to, in front of a TV set, and watch teachings of the Bible and fellowship together. That's part of it. That's definitely part of it. Because, you see, if you don't, folks, you can fall to the wayside. And I just read you, not my opinion, but what the Bible says, that it's worse to fall away once you come to know Christ. It's worse, far worse, than being condemned under the law. In Romans chapter 8, turn there with me. Romans chapter 8. Now, see, I am not reading, I'm not saying anything that's not in the Bible. Now, if you find something I read, or if you find me reading something wrong, you let me know. I'm reading it right out of the book. Romans chapter 8 is one verse I always like because it proves Paul must have been a hillbilly. Yeah, that's what I said. Paul must have been a hillbilly. You know why? In verse 18 it says, "For I reckon." Now, reckon is a hillbilly word, folks. But anyway, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be counted or compared, with the glory which will be revealed in us." Repeat that. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us." What could happen in this present time, folks? We could become sick, we become ill, we have family members die, we could be put in prison for our faith, we could do all kinds of things could happen. We could be whipped or stoned as Paul was, but Paul said, "I reckon it's not worth counting those things. They can't be compared with what's waiting for us in glory." He said, you cannot compare them. There's no comparison. What we will receive is in our rewards through our Savior for faithfulness to Him will absolutely outstrip anything we could. If we lived 100 lifetime, folks, we couldn't compare what we went through to what He has prepared for us. Philippians chapter 3. Turn with me if you don't mind. Philippians chapter 3. Oh, by the way, in Romans 8:28, let's read that if you don't mind very quickly. Romans 8:28, I could quote it, but let's read it together. Because it's a promise that I don't think we need to overlook. It says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." We know that all things work together for our good. How did it work together for Paul's good when he was stoned outside the city and whipped and mocked and ridiculed, or Peter and when he was martyred, or James, the rest of them? How did it work for the good? I don't have to understand how it works for our good. He just promised me in Romans 8:28, it will work for my good. So we know all things work together for good to them that love God. Number one, to them who are the called out ones, folks, Ecclesiastica, the church, the assembly, the called out, the called according to His purpose, not to what some name and theme and theologian said, well, you can do this and you'll get this. No, a million times no. It's according to His purpose for our lives, where that purpose may be. I don't get to choose my path. I chose to follow Christ, and I'm a poor servant, but I chose to follow Him. His will for my life is His will. I don't know what His will is for tomorrow for me as far as the details of living. I do know His will is tomorrow I'm to serve Him if I'm alive and able. I'm to serve Him. That's why I'll be in office tomorrow to minister to all the ones talk to me as best I can. That's what His will means, folks, to serve Him. A call according to His purpose. Now Philippians chapter 3. We're going to look at some verses there, starting in verse 8. Paul writing again, listen, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, cow manure, cow poop, that I may win Christ. I count them trash. I count them as nothing. As human dung, as cow dung, there's nothing. All that I've lost for the knowledge of Jesus Christ as His Lord, I count as nothing to lose. Folks, the promises ahead of us for the precious, precious eternity, how can you count anything happening on this earth as anything worth even bothering to consider? How can we waver from the faith because some little incident happens to us? Or we consider a big incident. Maybe something really an incident like, God forbid, your family burns up in a house fire. Well, how did God let that happen? I don't know why all these things happen. But He promised me in Romans 8:28, I believe what He said. I believe what Paul said right here. If Paul lost everything for Christ, including his life. And goes on to verse 9. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Wow. Paul said, I want the power of His resurrection. And folks, being born again means the power is inside you already. He says, I want the fellowship of His sufferings. I want to suffer for Christ, so that if that so be His will. And I want to be conformable to Christ's death. I'll be willing to die for the cause of my Savior. What powerful words Paul wrote. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Paul said, I'm not perfect yet. I'm not mature yet. But I continue to follow after, that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended for Christ Jesus, that I can glorify Him as He leads me through this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Wow. He said, I forget those things in the past I went through and what I done. And folks sometimes say to bring those things out to pay. He does me all the time. Look what you done back in 1967 or whatever. Look what you done. Oh, I know what I did. That's why I need a Savior. That's why I'm repenting of it. I'm sorry I ever did them. It makes tears in my eyes think about what I've done in the past. No, I wasn't a murderer. I wasn't a rapist. I wasn't a thief. but I committed sin, make me ashamed. And I know all you all have too. You all have. We all have. He said, I will forget those things behind and not let Satan drag me down with those sins. I'll lay aside those weights that he's beset me, those past sins, or the worldly cares that drag me down where I don't want to, I can't function right for Christ. I'll lay those things aside, Paul said. I'll lay those weights aside. I don't want to carry them behind me. I want to run the race as Christ wants me to. I want to run swiftly and right and stay on the path. He said, I'm going to press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're going to break in a couple minutes. I want to finish up with another scripture. But I want you to consider, folks, what I just said, what I just read to you. This is what we're here for. Oh, we're blessed. I'm so blessed materially. I have no reason to complain, although I often do. But I have no reason. I've had ups and downs like you have. I've lost loved ones, and I've been through things I wondered about in the past. In 1993, I was accidentally shot in the stomach with a 9mm pistol. I mean, it put me down for quite a while. I wonder why these things happen. Looking back now from learning in Christ, as Paul said, he matured in Christ. I see now why it happened. It increased my faith tremendously. You see, for me to die is gain, and to live is Christ. Dying is not something anybody looks forward to. That's not true. If you say, I want to die tomorrow, that's almost blasphemy. We will go when our time is up, not before. You rush it, you're sinning against God. I want to live the fullness of the glory of God every day in my life as much as possible, and bless those around me and lead those around me in the name of Christ to their final destiny, and I pray it's where I am. After the break, I'm going to read to you what Christ said he's preparing for us. Then we'll play a song for you, and then we'll take phone calls next half hour. At 844-769-2944. Don't call until after I announce the callers, please. Wait till I announce calls, then please call. We have three lines open. Nobody have to wait. 844-769-2944. After I announce to make calls, then please do so. But first, I'm going to go to break here in just a few seconds. Then we'll come back and read to you the wrap-up scripture and then play a song for you by Squire Parsons. And folks, I want you to picture in your mind what I've just read concerning Paul, and now put you in that picture. Nothing on this earth that we may suffer through for the cause of Christ is worth comparing to what's promised to us in the future. Eternity is ours, and sure is ours, is surely ours, through Christ who paid the price for us. He was taken, broken, beaten, whipped, and thrown up on a cross of Calvary and nailed there for us. When I say broken, I don't mean broken bones. I mean his body was smitten and cut and broken. Back at the break, folks, got a few more scriptures to read. A song won't play. Then I want your phone calls. I truly do. Don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we're back, and again, I hope tonight has been a program that you've enjoyed receiving as much as I've enjoyed bringing. I don't get to do this very often. It's refreshing to me. It's like a cold drink of water on a hot day when I've been working and sweating hard. It just tastes that good to have the refreshing water coming, the water of the Word coming through me and out to the people. That's refreshing to me. And I pray that's a blessing to you and an uplift to you. I really do. Well, a few more scriptures. I'm going to play a song for you. Then I want you to fill the phone lines up. I want your input. I want to hear from you. I want you to know this promise. I don't care who you are. If you're a born-again believer in Christ, I don't just mean say confess that you're saved. I mean born again. A new creature in Christ. Hungry for the Word of God. That's a sign you're born again. If you're truly born again, this is to bless you and uplift you and help you understand that the trials in life are nothing compared to what waits for us in eternity. And folks, if you live to be 75, 80, 90, 100 years old, compared to eternity, that's nothing. I mean, it's less than a vapor, as your life's nothing but a vapor. But John chapter 14, Christ speaking. Listen to these beautiful words. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You see, Satan believes in God, and he trembles. But he certainly don't have any. He didn't have faith as his Savior does in Christ. In my Father's house are many mansions. That means rooms or places to live. You see, in the Scripture, in the Old Testament, when children got married, they didn't move away to a faraway land. They built on to the family homes, so the family be together. They built on mansions to their father's house, and they stayed together as a family. In my Father's house are many mansions. If we're not so, I would have told you. Christ then said, I go to prepare a place for you. The bridegroom is coming back for his bride. He's preparing a place for the church, the born-again believers, the true church, the called-out ones, the assembly of God's people. Now, I don't mean the assembly of God church denomination. I mean the assembly in God, of God. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Wow. What beautiful words. And you could read in other places in scriptures about the holy Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem coming down. And the walls of Jasper, the walls of Jasper, gates of pearl. And people keep talking about the streets of gold. The Bible doesn't say there'll be streets of gold in New Jerusalem. It doesn't say that at all. It doesn't say streets of gold. It says street of gold. Only one street of gold. That's Christ as a path into glory and a promise of his new city coming down. Folks, this will be a place of eternal bliss, contentment, peace, enjoyment. I don't know how to explain it. I can't comprehend it, so I can't explain it. But it's a place that, from time to time, my daddy's there. My mommy's there. I have loved ones there and friends there that I'm convinced, because of the life left behind, the witness left behind, follow them. I know they're waiting on the other side. And that's makes me more homesick for some place I've never been before, and this song is going to say that. Beautiful Land is going to say that. Listen to the words of this beautiful song, folks. After the break, after the song's over, I want some phone calls. I want to hear from you. 844-769-2944. Listen to this song by Squire Parson titled Beulah Land. What a beautiful song.
Sad goodbyes.
Wow, wow, wow. What a beautiful, beautiful song. Folks, the phone line is open. I couldn't help but think through that of a couple of people that have been faithful to this ministry for many years that are laboring for the glory of God. And a couple come to mind. I'm going to mention one here. I hope they don't mind. Gary and Donna Roby out in Arizona. Fighting for the life of the unborn children for many years. Faithful to serve their master and their Lord. Beulah Land's waiting for you, folks. Gary and Donna. And my brother, Dear Eberhard, up in Pennsylvania, that's struggling, trying to do what he can do for the glory of God, even though he's right size totally paralyzed, and he tries to type out letters and correspondence every day to people around him. Daryl, your labors are not going unseen. Of course, I'd like to mention some more. I'd like to mention Mrs. Blue in France, who's faithful to the ministry also. Really? And Elizabeth in Australia. They contact us from time to time. And all those people that all over the world and all across the country and Canada, everywhere else, that talk to us. Keep in mind that beautiful promise. Your labors have not been in vain. They are written in the book of works, folks. No works don't save you, but your works have been written down. Christ knows you, that God knows you've been under the blood of his Son. You're born again, and you're seeking to serve him. The things you've done to glorify him, no matter how small or how great they may seem to mankind, in the eyes of our Father, they're wonderful, beautiful. And you'll see things, my friends, in the near future. And I say near future, whether it be 50 years old, 100 years old, in the near future you'll see things promised to you if you stay faithful to Christ. And I could name more names, but I don't want to embarrass anybody. I just know for a fact that what the things we're doing now for the glory of God are not for us. Not I don't do it for rewards. My reward is in Christ. But I know that what we do for him will be to his glory and prayerfully be something that we can thank him with by doing it for him. I don't want to enter into glory, folks. I've said many times that that's some battle scars for Christ. When it comes to that, I'm really kind of a wuss. I don't have many battle scars. I've been laughed at and mocked and ridiculed and life's been threatened and everything else. But that's not battle scars. Battle scars are what Christ has in his hands and feet. The stripes around his back. And what Paul said he bore in his body, the scars that we will grow like gems in the presence of Christ whenever he stepped into glory. That's what I know we're staying in this battle for. I expose evil every day. I try my best to warn you folks that the Bible has been fulfilled. That's why I do prophecy teachings from the Scriptures. Not because I'm such an expert and such a smart individual. No. I do it because I want people to see the truth of God's Word and give them hope beyond this world. I want for those who are lost to see that, hey, what he's saying is happening. And he found it in the books. The book must be true. So they'll know to come to Christ before it's too late. That's what this is all about, my friends. I'm not here to play games and make money. I've never taken a salary out of this ministry in my whole in 30 years in the radio this coming March. Not bragging. Just telling the facts. Never taking a salary. Sometimes somebody will send us a gift purse and say, Pastor, this is for your own use, and I put in a gas tank or something. But always tithe at first. Yes, tithing is Bible, folks. Tithing is Bible. Tithing is Bible. But that's not the topic tonight. My desire, and I fall short almost every day, I'm sure, of what I could do for Christ, even though I think I'm doing all I can. I know there's more I can do. But I want to serve him. I want others to see him in me. When I speak to them, I want them to sense something different in me. Not because of Butch Paul special, but because of the love of Christ in my heart, they sense that love is special. Because it's not of me, it's of Christ. I want them to feel comfortable around me. I want them to know that there's love there because Christ is in me. And I want to help if I can at all. So please don't ever think that Butch Paul is bragging, because I don't brag. Except on Christ, not on me. I have nothing to brag about. Let's talk to Brother Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Butch. Thank you for that tonight. This is really needed in our nation. we are seeing more people that are just living for the flesh, that they don't want to go with Christ. And the young, especially the young people, churches are just have to take a stand. We're in serious spiritual battles in this country. You know, not too many weeks ago, about a month ago, a strip club was hit by lightning here in Louisville and burned down. And guess what? 3 weeks later, it hit the White House. I believe God's sending a warning to all of us. If we don't repent, this is the word of God. And you know, the Bible, which you were scripturing to, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7, we saw 2 years ago, the city's on fire. That's scripture.
Yes.
17:5 in Jeremiah, we're all in the flesh. Matthew 24, read that chapter, meditate, and pray about it, folks. I've been waking up in the middle of the night a lot with something like an angel or something talking to me. There's trouble. You ever had that spiritual feeling? Something's going on. It's a feeling.
Oh, yes.
Something is on this country.
I call it a gut feeling, but it's a spiritual feeling. I know what you're saying, yes.
And I've waken up and talked to my Lord in the middle of the night. Am I perfect? No, I'm not. I have battles with people I know that listen to satanic music, but I'm praying for them, and I know them. And I'm not going to give up. We can't give in to the evilness and the wickedness, what they're doing to our children, especially in the public school systems. Nobody, remember, since 1963, Butch, when they took prayer out of school, look what's happened to our education system. Now they've got all this transgender, all this evil stuff. Ephesians 6:12 talks about the New World Order. That's right there. The verse 13 in Ephesians says you got to take a stand. Let's put fear aside. Get out there. Get these churches strong. Find a church with a pastor that's preaching the truth. You got to do that and pray about it. Don't give up and say, well, I can't find a church. What am I going to do? Well, pray about it. And God will lead you to a pastor, to a church that needs to preach the truth. It can be done. We have to pray more. And we're losing our morality in this country, Butch. And the wickedness is going to take over if we don't take a stand in a spiritual faith.
Amen. Good call, Gary. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good call. Sweet call. Thank you, Chris. Let's go next to our brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Yeah, Pastor Butch, and I just want to thank you so much for the very, very, very kind words that you said. And I'd like to encourage everyone to listen what Pastor Butch says when he talks to us about the Bible, what the Bible says. And the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, and we don't want to be amongst what the Pastor Butch, you know the parable about the unwise virgins that are out
there and
looking for oil. And when the Lord comes back, they start knocking on the door saying, hey, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? Didn't we do that? And he goes, paraphrase it, Pastor Butch, he says, hit the road, I never knew you.
Yep.
Who the heck are you? And I like your style of preaching is good. And I ask everyone to please pray for Call to Decision Ministries. Please pray for Pastor Butch Paw. Please pray for healing for Marsha Jean, his precious wife. And please pray for strength for Pastor Butch. And please pray for those that are really, truly taking a stand. And there's not a million of them out there, Pastor Butch. There's a handful, like Coach Dave Dobenmeyer and Pastor Butch Paw. There's not a million of them, but there are some good ones out there. Please pray for their protection and their blessing, and please bless Pastor Butch and Call to Decision Ministry by, you know, if you need some products, health products, because I really praise the Strauss products, and I think they're keeping me alive, and you just carry a lot of good stuff, and you have a lot of good people on. So God bless you, and thank you, Pastor Butch, for all you do.
Oh, thank you, Daryl. Thank you. Better you hang in there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, let's see. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, you know what? Yesterday was the 11th anniversary of. Remember that there was an earthquake was in Virginia, but fairly close to Washington, D.C., and of all the ironic twist was, you know, there was a crack in the Treasury building.
Yes, I remember that. Yes. Yes. Yes, I remember that. I sure do. We haven't seen anything yet, by the way. We're going to see a lot more of that coming. You know that. Go ahead, Gary.
That's the thing I thought of when I heard about the lightning striking the White House.
Yeah, really. Dave, you know, God's not mocked. You know that. Eventually, you reap what you sow, no. Don't you?
Right.
You reap what you sow. I mean, you really do.
Well, he doesn't require us according to our sins, but at the same time, he doesn't let us get away with our sins either.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. When you repent of your sins, he forgives them. If you don't, you're going to pay for them. That's true. Well, thanks for the call, Dave. Anything else?
I'm still, here in a, terrible, I call Massachusetts a commonwealth of Massachusetts, but I've noticed how we have a petition drive to, our legislator that they passed a bill saying, okay, illegal aliens, you can get driver's license, and the governor, even though he's a Rhino Republican, he vetoed it, but they overrode the veto, but, from what I understand, if you can get a certain number of signatures, petition, it can get put on a referendum. I think 40,000 was necessary, to get it put on the referendum.
Right.
From what I understood, we got 100,000.
All right. Good for you.
So maybe Massachusetts isn't as bad as I think it to be.
Praise God. Amen. Well, Gary, hang in there, okay? You hang in there now, okay?
Right.
Talk to you soon. All right, let's go, Gary. Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. Forgive me, Dave. Gary's in line. That's why I looked down and saw his name. Forgive me, please, Dave. I'm sorry about that. Let's go to Gary now in Arizona. Gary, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch.
I want
to piggyback off of something that Chris said and also you said earlier. I want to read a scripture in Isaiah. It says, this is in Isaiah 42:24. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither would they be obedient to his laws.
Right.
And Chris brought it up how they took the laws of God out of the public schools.
Yes.
And that was one of the beginnings of removing. When you remove God's law, you remove God. That's who you're removing.
Yes, you do.
Right. So then they did it from the public places. You couldn't have the Ten Commandments. Can't even have them in courthouses. Remember that. And I see all these things, and God sees every thing. But I also believe that God is moving. As you know, I've been out here for myself and my wife and one other for many, many years. And now the other day, I had 11 people on the street. So
Amen.
God is sending people out there to, expose the evils of the day. Now, having said all of that, I want to say this. To anybody that listens to the program, but you and me have been together for about 25 years or so. I don't know. It's been a long time.
A long time.
And anyways, I wouldn't be doing what I am doing right now unless I bumped into you on a shortwave radio. Now, I'm telling you the truth, because what you was talking about and the guests that you had on affected me in my walk with Jesus Christ. Now, I came to Jesus Christ, in 1988. Before that, I had a very sinful past. That's gone. He blotted that out.
Amen.
And made me a new man. But I'm going to tell you, and this is important, people. I want you to hear this. Because it was because I listened to your show and the things that I've had. And one day you had Dan Holman and Chuck Spengol on. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I do, yes.
Right. And I heard
we're,
their
we're down about 30 seconds,
said, well,
Gary. We're down about 30 seconds. Got to hurry.
Okay. Well, I said to myself, if these people can go out there and stand up for Jesus Christ and they can stand up for life, so can I. And I got that from your program. God bless you, brother. Love you.
Love you too, Gary. Wow. What a powerful call. What a humbling call. Praise God. Praise God. Maybe by the grace of God, we have done some good with the ministry. I pray we have for his glory. And folks, will get tomorrow, be in the office. The Lord will between 9 and 4 Eastern. If you want to talk to me, you feel free to call. I would love to have you to talk to me. I love, especially all of you, but new callers are always a blessing. Become part of the family. Don't be embarrassed to call me. Love to talk to you tomorrow in the office. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Good night. I love you. God bless. Bye-bye.
The army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Home.